New guidelines have been developed by the state's education department around how parents can ask for their children to be evaluated for special education services. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, concerns are being raised that the new guidelines would make it harder for parents to do this.
It's called an independent educational evaluation, or IEE. Parents have a right to ask for their child to be evaluated for services and have the district pay for it. But districts are often reluctant to agree because, critics say, they want to avoid providing costly interventions. Speaking at a recent event at UConn's law school, attorney Marisa Holm says IEEs have always been a tool for the privileged.
The reality is the IEE is for, you know, the wealthy suburban parent. I mean, that's the way that it works here in Connecticut.
The new guidance takes away what some parents consider to be a safeguard, says Kiyomare Sotillo, a parent consultant. That's because parents will now have to pay for the evaluation up front and then seek reimbursement.
And I don't think they were thinking about the low-income families or the families that just don't have special education language. So I think it instead of creating a balance, it really took the parents' rights away.
The State Board of Ed set up a work group last year to develop new guidelines for IEEs, but the state came up with its own guidelines. That surprised many work group members because it included aspects that were not in the recommendations. Tamika LaSalle is a psychology professor at UConn. She says some parents face the opposite problem. They don't want their child in special education at all.
A lot of parents don't want their students to be labeled as having a disability because of the biases, because of the perceptions, and frankly, because of the outcomes that we've seen.
An informal poll was taken of the audience of about 150 special educators, lawyers, and school leaders to see who believed the new guidelines were a step in the right direction. Nobody raised their hands. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.